What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we have a caller waiting on the line. Laura in Michigan, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I had a question for you. I heard a lady last night from South Africa, and she said that last week Obama was in South Africa making speeches because of some kind of anniversary for Mandela. And I wonder if you saw any articles on it or heard what he was speaking about.
No, I really didn't. You know, Obama is keeping his face out there in public, as is Hillary. But I imagine that they're going to be very busy trying to do some fundraisers for the Democrats, because the Democrats are not pulling in the money for the November elections.
And that is very good. Now, I have to tell you, this is a good season to tell Republicans how you feel. I was having two Republicans call me for money, and I tell them, hey, didn't AIPAC, you don't get enough money from AIPAC? They go, what are you talking about, AIPAC? I said, you know, you sign a pledge at the beginning of the year with AIPAC. I said, until your Republicans stop belonging to the AIPAC party, I said, then I'll give you money.
Well, the Democrats do it too.
They all do. Right. I said, take the call and tell them how you feel. Don't just hang up. This is a good time to be able to, you know, get your feelings out. Maybe if they get enough calls of people saying, we know you guys are all in for Israel, that maybe they, you know, get the hint finally. Anyway, just a suggestion.
I would like to see that happen. I would like to see there be like the millions of phone calls going into members of Congress regarding this unholy relationship we have with Israel. But Israel does have a lock, unfortunately, on our government. In fact, we just posted a story a little while ago about how Benjamin Netanyahu was caught on videotape openly bragging to the leadership of the Likud party about how it was he who forced Donald Trump to pull out of the Iran deal. I mean, that definitely does have to stop here.
Yep, exactly. So anyway, I just really like people to realize that this is a good time of year, just before an election, to talk to these people and tell them how you feel about things.
You're right. It generally is. They'll listen, but again, in an age of rampant election fraud and unbridled corruption, it's kind of hard for ordinary people like us to get our voice heard unless there's a mass movement to do that. And today it's easy for mass movements to get lost with all the, you know, all the stuff going on in the streets here with Antifa and the Occupy ICE. It almost feels sometimes like the nation is starting to tear itself apart. And as I told that caller earlier in the hour, given that I have been predicting a Soviet Union-style collapse for this nation, there's going to be a run-up to it. And this feels to me like the run-up. Anyway, Laura, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go.
One more thing? Yes.
I'm sorry?
Mike, I'm concerned about Kavanaugh, the Supreme Court of Donald Trump. Did you know that he was a personal, his wife was a personal secretary to Bush? I didn't know that.
Well, you know, D.C. is kind of a small community. Bushes. I mean, you know, 6 degrees of separation and all. If you spend your entire life in that group of people, after a while, you know, I don't really see that as an issue. For me, the biggest issue about Kavanaugh is that he was in charge of the cover-up of the murder of Vincent Foster. Anyway, Laura, we're going to let you go and get on back here to the news. Still talking about political correctness here. Over in Great Britain, at least 40 secondary schools have now banned girls from wearing skirts in order to cater to the transgender pupils. The new gender-neutral uniform will be trousers, and other schools are looking at this. It's certainly a better solution than requiring the boys to wear skirts, which we talked about, I think it was a week and a half, 2 weeks ago here. And there's another story where apparently there's this leading private school is now bringing in makeup experts to help pupils who feel anxious about their appearance. How is this in any way, shape, or form an education? And again, I would say that dealing with a child's anxieties about their appearance belongs in the hands of the parents. It really is getting completely out of control there. All righty. Now, the United States is launching a national security probe into uranium imports and asking whether uranium imports threaten national security, which may result in tariffs on the metal. And according to the Commerce Department, the probe will determine whether the present quantity and circumstances of uranium ore and product imports into the U.S. threaten to impair the national security. In other words, do we have enough to keep the bomb machine going here? And I don't know why they're not looking at that Uranium One deal that Hillary concocted with Russia, because that's the reason we may be looking at shortages. Russia acquired access to 20% of America's uranium through that deal. And Hillary Clinton's foundation got something like $150 million out of the deal. And the United States, because of land sequestration, national monuments, a lot of our native uranium cannot legally be mined. I'm sure in the state of emergency they would get around that. But even before the Uranium One deal, the United States imported uranium. So why did the Uranium One deal, why was it allowed to happen? Well, because of money. All right, we're going to do a shout out now to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Little bit of consumer heads up here. If you use Sprint and you have a toll-free line, you probably better check it. It's probably stopped working. And we had a Sprint toll-free line, cost us about $5 a month, because Claire wanted to have a toll-free number for people in the mainland to reach us, which nobody ever really used, but that's beside the point. Then all of a sudden, we get a phone call from a friend who says, I've tried the toll-free number, it's not working. And I go over to Sprint, and I try and log in, and it says the number isn't there anymore. So I get onto the phone with customer support, and they say, oh, last January, we started ending toll-free for the personal residential accounts. You can still get it if you have a business account, which costs a lot more money. And we sent out letters. You should have gotten a letter. Well, we never got the letter. But if you're on Sprint toll-free for your business or your home, you better check and make sure it's still there. And apparently it's taken them a good part of the year to date to get all of these disconnected. It didn't happen overnight. And it looks like ours stopped about maybe a month and a half, 2 months ago. So let's talk about some stuff with computers. Chrome has acknowledged their new update, which is designed to stop hackers stealing your personal information, does in fact reduce performance. And they released the patch to deal with the Meltdown Inspector design flaws first discovered in January. And this update is enabled by default on 99% of the Google Chrome users across all major operating systems. And they've admitted the latest precautions will come at the expense of speed, saying that performance could be reduced by 13%. Say that three times fast. And that's something people really don't understand. The cost of all this security on your computers. And I'm not just talking about the cost of paying for the anti-malware, antiviral software. I'm talking the performance hit on your computer itself. And I remember a while ago, I had this Windows machine, which was loaded up with all the bells and whistles, you know, to keep it secure. And I reformatted the drive to turn it into a Linux box. And I was astounded at the speed improvement. So we're really paying a lot for all this cybercrime. And the government doesn't seem all that interested in looking into the problem, even though the ransomware attacks on hospitals are placing human lives at risk. Now, Google has some other problems as well. The European Union has fined Google $5 billion with a B for freezing out rival firms from its Android smartphone software and promises more penalties if the search company doesn't pay up in the next 90 days. This is a record-breaking fine here, and it's basically an antitrust penalty for Google. Now, the crux of the issue is the monopoly Google has garnered within the Android app marketplace and the advertising advantage this provides the company. Now, if you remember, the Android operating system was actually crowdsourced. It was developed open source, and people were using it as, you know, an alternative to other cell phone operating systems. But Google basically got it and started enhancing it and embellishing it and basically made it the heart of all of their smartphones, the Google phones. And here you have these, you know, ordinary people who came up with something that worked really well, and then some corporation gets their hands on it and they muck it all up. And I can't tell you the number of times that I have seen that happen through the years. Do you remember the old Norton Works? When Norton was still in charge of the company, the stuff all worked great. Then it was acquired, and the next iteration that came on out, all kinds of problems. All kinds of problems. One of the weakest areas we have in software development is project management and communication, because large corporations, thinking it's going to get their software done faster, they'll hire a lot of programmers and they'll spread them way out and they'll create all these lines of communications to try and get the product out as quickly as they can. But those lines of communication become the blockade. They become the impediment. And it's in those miscommunications that mistakes are being made. Years and years ago, there was a push to develop what was called CASE, C-A-S-E, Computer-Aided Software Engineering, where they wanted to have computer programs write other programs. And I actually briefly worked for a company that did commercial software, but they had programs that wrote the building block modules. And it actually worked pretty well. It actually worked pretty well. But it was a small company where people talk with each other and they get the job done. One of the pieces of software that Claire likes to use is called Sibelius. It's a music notation program. And when we were first exposed to it, it was still being maintained by these two brothers who wrote it. And it worked really well. Then it got acquired by a large engulf and devour type corporation. And now it's picked up all kinds of problems. Adding manpower to a late software project makes it even later. And I think there needs to be a rethink about how software is being engineered in that corporate environment. Maybe go back to the Hewlett-Packard model. Just small little teams working on the project, talking with each other, knowing the code intimately, not just looking at one little tiny part of something that they cannot see the entirety of. All right, let's take a phone call. Melissa in Michigan, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi. Well, I just wanted to touch up on what Laura was saying. I did see on our local Detroit station that they had just a little snippet about Obama going to Africa, and his speech was mainly about, he said something along the lines of, ladies, I don't know what's wrong with our men, that they're just acting so brutishly and they're going crazy, and, you know. So he sounded like he was really trying to get the women's votes, I believe, because Michelle or Michael, whatever you want to call her, is going to be running for the next election. So that's
well, there's been talk about that. There is talk about that. And again, I'm not buying into this idea that Michelle is anything other than a woman. In any event, until she enters public life, as far as I'm concerned, she's off limits.
Yes, I agree. But I just wanted to touch up on that and let people know it was on a little local Detroit station here in Michigan, and that's all that they showed. So,
well, apparently, I remember reading about Michelle Obama was making a speech about how unfair it is that the world expects women to be perfect, but will settle for mediocre men. And the reference was, of course, to Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm, of course. But that he was touching up. He was really trying to get the women's attention. And he's like, I don't know what's going on with our men, ladies. I'm sorry for how we're acting, that kind of thing. So it was just a real quick snippet. But they did touch up on that of his speech in Africa. So.
Well, okay. I mean, again, I can't cover absolutely everything that happens in the world, no matter how early in the morning I get up. And I tend to not pay attention to the former presidents and first ladies because the current ones are so interesting.
Agreed. I was just trying to help you out and let you know that I did see someone was talking about it, so...
I appreciate that. I appreciate the phone call, and I appreciate the insight. And it almost looks, from what you're saying, that Obama is playing the same gender politics at that speech that Hillary ran on in 2016, divide and conquer.
Yep, I believe so. So I'm thinking with his buy-in at Netflix, I'm really thinking that they're going to try to push Michelle Obama to be the next president. So... I'm really thinking that it's all part of his little chess piece game. You know, he's moving on up. He's trying to divide and conquer. So,
well, that's going to be interesting because it looks like Hillary wants to take another stab at the White House in 2020, and that will be interesting. So, my advice to Michelle is stay out of small airplanes.
Yeah, agreed. Well, thank you, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are open again, 800-313-9443. Talking about the world of computers here, and we're talking about what we're talking about now is artificial intelligence, and there's this very interesting story that came out of China. Apparently, China has put together an artificially intelligent system to provide diagnosis on brain tumors. And apparently it works faster and more accurately than the human doctors. Now, it's called BioMind. It's developed by Beijing's Tiantan Hospital. And its AI Research Center for Neurological Disorders has told Chinese media that the new system has correctly diagnosed 87% of 225 cases in only 15 minutes. That compares to only a 66% accuracy rate for the same by a team of 15 senior physicians. So, yeah, we may be getting to a point right now where the artificial intelligence machines will simply tell the doctor what to do, you know, write more prescriptions. As you know, as I mentioned earlier in the show, the excuse me just a second here. Early in the show, I was talking about how we're literally starting to see a war between the corporate media and the government and the independent media. And so apparently Democratic Representative Ted Deutsch from Florida actually called on Facebook today to block and ban InfoWars content online on the platform. And it's like they're not even trying to hide their intolerance and their desire for dictatorial control over everything that we see, hear, and read online. And it's why I'm saying social media, we need to change. We need to go to other platforms. The current corporate social media is a complete waste of time unless you're really into funny kitten videos. We'll be back after these few words.
My My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're talking about what is now becoming a very overt effort by the powers that think they are to silence independent media and the internet. We were talking about how Democratic Representative Ted Deutch is calling on Facebook to block and ban InfoWars. That's how open this is getting. And part of this, of course, may be predicated on the fact that Hillary Clinton is supposedly going to be running again in 2020. And she has to know that it was the independent media that balanced out all the pro-Hillary rah-rah coming from the corporate media. And so they're trying to find a way to shut it down and find some way to get around that First Amendment. And, of course, you know, people who are out there defending social media for banning certain sites are the same ones who were screaming when that baker refused to make a wedding cake for a gay wedding. So again, it's more of the liberal hypocrisy. But apparently, there's been a new study that shows Facebook has eliminated 93% of traffic to top conservative websites since the 2016 election. They're not social media anymore. They're gatekeepers. And they're there to help promote the liberal propaganda and to silence conservatism. Now, over at Natural News, Mike Adams has released a new report that outlines how the tech media giants, Facebook, Google, YouTube, and Twitter, are working in tandem to deny tens of millions of Americans access to news and information the social media corporations find politically objectionable. We object to that. And it's systematic censoring of certain political viewpoints, conservative viewpoints. It's a blatant denial of their rights to exist in today's increasingly internet-connected world. So they just want the whole world to be aligned with the left's groupthink. And all else is forbidden. All else is forbidden. Now, if you think the tech giants merely want to ban InfoWars, no. They'll be going after other websites. They'll be going after websites that talk about vaccine safety, vaccine side effects, because after all, that cuts into the profits of the big pharmaceutical corporations. And, you know, we can't tolerate anything that cuts into profits. They'll be going after any websites that discuss the health benefits of CBD oil or cannabis medicine. Same reason. It's cutting into big pharma's profits. Criticisms of Democrats or the liberal media, they'll be going after that as well. Medication side effects, the dangers of psychiatric drugs, again, got to protect the profits of big pharma. They're going to be going after websites that talk about self-reliance and prepping. They need you to be dependent on the government because dependency is slavery. Going to be going after websites about natural cures and herbal remedies, again, protecting the profits. Any political discussions that aren't approved by the authoritarian left, they'll be going after that. They'll go after websites that are pointing out the censorship itself. They'll be going after websites that have discussions of history from a pro-liberty point of view. America, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. Remember, there was a while back where schools under Common Core were trying to teach kids that George Washington and the Founding Fathers actually technically were traitors and shouldn't have stood up to the authority of King George III. That was bad, bad. Websites that criticize transgenderism or the LGBT agenda, they'll be going after that. We've gone into this new phase of LGBT militantism and just... They should have stopped with acceptance. We all accept them. Fine. You know, do what you want to do. We're going to live our lives. You live. Now they're just trying to force it in front of us. Force it in front of us. And if we just say, whoa, back down, they scream that we're being intolerant. Websites that talk about protecting national borders or border security, they'll go after those. Any website dealing with the Second Amendment is going to be targeted. Any website that opposes abortion or talks about homeschooling, they're all on the list to be targeted, to be purged and scrubbed. Winston Smith, pick up your white courtesy telephone, please. Interestingly enough, at the same time, Facebook gives special protection to Tommy Robinson and allows people to racially abuse immigrants, according to this new report. An undercover reporter filmed the people who review content to decide whether it should stay up to be viewed and got this insight into what is allowed to be posted on the forum. And apparently included graphic images, videos of children, violent hate speech, racist content. They're not automatically being removed, just conservative content. You see all the liberal incitement out there. Anyway, we got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com, or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far a 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking about, well, social media, actually. It turns out Facebook's Instagram has up to 95 million bots. And apparently, it's just another way of making Instagram look more popular than it really is. And the bots apparently are simply posting photos of things found elsewhere on other websites. So we have seen in the past, well, we have seen in the past where social media or even corporate media artificially inflate their readership, viewership, user numbers. There was a big stink a while back where the websites of some of the big national newspapers were found to being hit with these click bots to make it look like more people were reading there. And we don't do any of that stuff here at whatreallyhappened.com or republicbroadcasting.org. We don't need to. Now, I just got an interesting little email from somebody who says, the way that you explain what's happening with the Boy Scouts of America is to look at who's running it. And apparently, Robert Gates, after leaving the Obama administration, was elected president of the Boy Scouts of America. And apparently, he's a hardcore globalist. So he's going to be fully on board with whatever the globalist agenda is. Now, here's an interesting little story. This goes back to the shooting at the Mandalay Bay. And MGM Resorts owns the Mandalay Bay, and they also own the venue where the concert was taking place. And there are a lot of people who are suing or planning to sue on behalf of deceased relatives or on behalf of injuries they sustained. And MGM has turned the tables and filed a lawsuit against all the survivors of the incident, saying all these lawsuits should be dismissed. We're not responsible. And the excuse that they're using is that the case has to be dealt with in federal court under the terms of the Post 9/11 Safety Act, which provides incentives for development and deployment of anti-terrorism technology. And MGM is saying that they contracted with a security firm, CSC, for the concert, that CSC is approved by the Department of Homeland Security and thus is released from liability under the act. Well, if you can't sue MGM, then sue CSC, because somebody obviously did not do the job they were supposed to do to have so many people killed. But I don't think this is going to be very good for MGM's image or that of the Mandalay Bay. It is kind of bizarre here. All right, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, finally appearing to do their job, has issued a voluntary recall, meaning that the companies are not required to comply. But they've issued a voluntary recall of several medications used to treat high blood pressure and heart failure over concerns over an active ingredient in the drugs that is a cancer-causing agent. Now, the agency is reporting that traces of, let me see if I can pronounce this, N-nitrosodimethylamine, NDMA, it's a probable human carcinogen, and it's found in the active ingredient valsartan in the recalled products. Now, the FDA noted not all products containing valsartan are contaminated and being recalled. The valsartan contained in the recall was supplied by a third party. So, companies that have recalled valsartan products are Major Pharmaceuticals, Solco Healthcare, Teva Pharmaceuticals Industries Limited, Solco Healthcare, and Teva Pharmaceuticals. Okay, here is my question. Why do we keep finding cancer-causing chemicals in our medications? I think that's an area of concern because is the medical industrial complex so cynical, so desperate for more money, that they want to make us sick? Maybe. If we were all healthy, the whole shebang would come crashing down. We're looking at a situation where some of the myriad 21st century ailments that are hitting us all may be reactions to earlier medications. They're now figuring out Crohn's disease has to do with disruption of the gut biome, which can be caused by the chemicals in the food that we eat. But instead of saying, let's get healthier, chemical-free food into the supermarkets, no, we've got a pill. We'll sell another pill out there. We look at things like autism and peanut anaphylaxis, which have just exploded ever since the introduction of vaccination on a massive scale. There's something going on there. But it's making money. And in the United States, that's all it really takes. We got to make the money here. Now, getting on back to Flint, Michigan, as you know, back in 2014, they shifted their drinking water source to a local river to save money. And even worse, they didn't add the chemicals into the water system to protect the piping. And so residents started getting this terrible smelling murky water spewing from their taps. They were ignored for a long time. But as it turned out, they were being poisoned by lead contamination from years of industrial waste dumping into that river. And eventually they had to declare a state of emergency. Since then, it's turned out this is a problem all across the country. And it represents a failure of the civil government, which for the most part operates the public water works. Now, it turns out in Watts in Southern California, Watts with the Watts Towers, bears a lot of similarities to Flint. It's another impoverished community, and apparently they're starting to see their water system is doing exactly the same thing the one in Flint, Michigan did. And the officials are reluctant to address the situation as they were in Flint, Michigan, until it's so totally out of control and people are getting sick. Our nation really has gone downhill. And it's mostly through neglect. All of the wealth of the nation goes into the pockets of the money junkies, Wall Street, Israel, and of course, these endless, endless wars. We're in a wartime economy. That's the best way to describe it. If you talk to anybody who was a civilian during World War II, they'll tell you about shortages of essential goods for the population and how infrastructure was allowed to decay on the idea that after we win the war, we'll build it all back up, which did in fact happen. But back then they had room to build new communities. Not so much here anymore. It does sometimes feel like things can't go on the way they are right now. Something has to break. Something has to fail. The whole web of corruption is just strung tight like the Gordian knot. Okay, phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, and I could use a couple more phone calls to get us out of the show today. Apparently, Elon Musk is having a problem as Model 3 buyers are starting to say they're losing patience and some of the tax credits after waiting 2 years for the car. And that is a real problem because a lot of people were induced to buy the Teslas or any electric car because of tax credits. And there's a waiting list right now of 420,000 worldwide. But there's a phase out, a looming phase out of a $7,500 federal tax credit that will make the cars much more expensive. This could all really fall apart. And the production line is delayed. It's got serious problems. They've set up a second production line or an additional production line inside a tent, literally. And I feel bad because the Teslas look good. I couldn't possibly afford one myself, but I've seen a Tesla one up close. And I do think electric cars are the way of the future. I do get annoyed when people say it's clean, because they aren't, not yet. Electric cars in general are not clean. It's just the pollution is happening someplace else. And I was talking to somebody who had an electric car plugged into the free electric charger down at the shopping mall. And across the side of the car was emblazoned environmentally friendly. And I said, how do you justify that? He said, well, you know, we're not putting out carbon emissions. And I said, the power plant that's generating that electricity going into your battery does. I could see this sort of like shocked look. They hadn't really thought about that. It's just electricity is clean and I've got an electric car. The electricity has to come from someplace. Okay, now then. Apparently housing starts and applications are both down. That's a bad sign for the economy. A school board in Lee County, Virginia, has now voted to arm the school staff. That makes 19 states that now have programs in place to arm the school staff. And I think it's really a good idea as long as they are properly trained and are forced to go through retraining on a regular basis. All it's going to take is one dumb accident, and the gun grabbers are going to say, see, this doesn't work. Confiscate the guns. So, and this is saying the same, whether you think these mass shootings are the real deal, some loser with his brain melted on prescription psychiatric medication, or if you think they're being staged. And getting on back to the attack on Alex Jones, apparently he's now being sued by one of the parents at Sandy Hook. I don't know what grounds the lawsuit is on, but they're trying to lawfare him to death. Roger Stone has had to start a GoFundMe campaign to deal with his rising legal costs. And they make up stuff about Alex Jones. Somebody was out there saying that Alex Jones said there were no real victims at Parkland, which he never said at all. So that war is definitely, definitely on. Okay, let's see. We already talked about the voting machine here. And apparently San Francisco has begun registering non-citizens, including undocumented immigrants, to register to vote Monday in the November election for the city school board. They're limiting it just to the school board. But it's the camel's nose under the tent. They just want to get people used to the idea that in certain circumstances, illegal immigrants should be allowed to vote. And then they'll push for more, and oh, it should be here, and it should be here, and it should be here. They're just, it's a mess out there. You know, out in California, there was this illegal alien who attacked his wife with a chainsaw. He'd been deported 11 times and just walked back on in, I guess carrying his chainsaw, and attacked his wife. We're not getting good people from this process. We're getting the people Mexico's glad to get rid of. So, all right. I do need a couple of phone calls, if you don't mind. I don't know why I ran out of talking points. You know, on days when not a lot is happening, this can happen. All right, so I'll just pick a subject and start talking. We were talking the other day about NASA sort of dancing around the idea that there could be, maybe once was, life on Mars, and the growing body of evidence that suggests that Viking did, in fact, oh, we got a caller. I'm saved. All right, Mark in North Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, what's up there, Mike? Hey, Mike, I was going to talk to you first about Brenham, but now something, but you just caught my attention because I just talked to him on the phone a few minutes ago, the great patriot Wolfgang Haubick. And
yes.
I just want you to know, he's on trial together with Alex Jones. They're all on trial together in I believe it's in Bridgeport. I'm going to try to find out transcripts of the trial tonight to see if I can dig it up. It's going to be at the federal courthouse in Bridgeport, Connecticut. Thing is that I don't know how many people know this, but that guy Leonard Posner, who is who's supposedly the father of that kid Noah Posner, who actually managed to get himself killed twice in a terrorist act, first at Sandy Hoax, and then he got killed again in Pakistan at a school at a military school in Pakistan in a terrorist attack. Anyway.
Okay, well, I want to back up here a bit. I thought that the case against Halbig himself had been dropped over the discovery process.
Yeah, it did.
So this is a new case.
I'm just saying, the old case you're talking about, Posner didn't show up. He just refused to show up because he had no case. He knew he would have to show that the child he's talking about doesn't exist, or maybe a lot older now, and they just took pictures of the kid when he was little. He didn't show up. That's the whole thing. And I think something like this is going to come up again. People got to know this. This got to be passed around. This is a total hoax. Nothing else. I believe the one in Parkland, people really got killed, but I don't believe it was Cruz. It's the shooting. I think it was those four, whoever they were, in body armor that snuck out the back of the school. Wolfgang thinks that too. And, you know, I think...
Yeah, I'm in agreement. Well, you know, he designed the security system, the TV system at Parkland. He was on my show shortly after that happened, and he basically said that the cameras should have caught everything inside. This idea that the cameras weren't working or they weren't turned on or there was a 20-minute delay, he says it's all nonsense. Anyway, Mark, stay on the line. We've got to take another break for commercials. Back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Last segment of our program today, we're talking with Mark in North Carolina about this lawsuit against Alex Jones and Wolfgang Halbig, brought by some of the parents from the Sandy Hook area. And I'm not exactly sure what it is that they're claiming, but ultimately there are two issues that work in favor of Alex Jones. And that is, first of all, that We have a First Amendment right to express our opinions about anything, and certainly to point out the inconsistencies in the official story, of which there are many. Second, is a legal concept called absence of malice. I think in order to win any kind of a judgment against Alex Jones and Wolfgang Halbig, the parents are going to have to say or prove that they acted out of malice, that they intended some kind of harm or hurt by reporting as they did. And they're really not going to be able to do that because there was, as far as I can tell, no malice whatsoever. But it may not be the intention of the lawsuit to actually win the case, but merely to bankrupt Alex Jones and Wolfgang Halbig, to silence them. And this has become a new tactic in the hands of the deep state. It's called lawfare, where they're filing lawsuits against anybody they don't like to just bankrupt them and drive them, you know, off the scene. And that may be what's going on here. Now, I don't know about Wolfgang Halbig. I don't think he's well off. I would hope that InfoWars actually carries litigation insurance. but we'll see what's going to happen on that. But I would appreciate it if you would, like, email me updates on what you find about this thing, because I do want to stay on top of this, because even though Alex Jones and I don't agree on a few subjects, we all have to, as Ben Franklin said, we all must hang together, or surely we will hang separately. An attack on one of us is an attack on all of us. They're going after Alex Jones because he is a prominent icon in the world of independent media. But we're all potential targets for this kind of skullduggery.
Mike, I don't know if you know that Wolfgang printed something out on Facebook recently about the meals, the food that the schools are ordering. And the schools are ordering none of those. He traced it down to some place in Texas that was providing the food. None of that
yes.
was winding up a so-called school that supposedly got shot up. That school has been closed. That went to the other school in the area around Newtown, Connecticut. It didn't go to the Sandy Hook school. The Sandy Hook school evidently was condemned and wasn't even being used. This is a total hoax. Now, again, the one in Florida.
Well, I remember looking at the photos of the school itself and seeing all kinds of health and safety violations where you wouldn't think school kids would be allowed into a building that deteriorated. There was all kinds of mold. The guard railings were cracked and broken. And Wolfgang makes a really good case. The question is, do they have a judge that is willing to basically say, yeah, you have a reasonable grounds to doubt the official story, or if they've managed to shop a judge who is just going to railroad Alex Jones and Wolfgang Halbig, into silence.
I think it's going to be a jury trial, so that's a good thing, too.
Okay. All right. Well, even better. Even better if it's a jury trial. All right. Well, listen, there's the music. It's time for me to get on out of here. Thank you for the call, Mark. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. And please take what you learn here and share it with everyone that you know. Stay off of social media. It's a total waste of time these days. Please donate to Republic Broadcasting. Please donate to whatreallyhappened.com. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.